And welcome to Most Clicked, where we break down the most popular digital marketing stories in higher ed. There are loads of different ways now to get involved with Most Clicked. You can find out more at wearesmile.com/Most Clicked. But for now, please do consider liking and subscribing this video. So I'm your host, Nathan from Smile. Smile's a leading digital agency for the higher education sector. As always, I'm joined by my good friends, Matt from Smile and Kyle, not from Smile. So we're going to break down the top stories from the Education Marketer newsletter, courtesy of Kyle. Kyle, why don't you tell us who is the winner for this week, please?
It's University of Sunderland, and we have Jane Oswald on from University of Sunderland, as you would probably imagine. And she's the head of marketing to talk about the top story this week. Hi, Jane. You're right.
Hello.
Cool.
I like the fact that we've already been described as a winner. That'll do me for a start. There you
go. Only in the most prestigious way possible as well. So we have a great piece from you this week. It's your hero video. So I'll let you have a wee chat about it. I'm just going to introduce it to people so they get an idea of what it is and why it stands out, because there are a lot of university hero videos out there. So I shared Sunderland's hero video this week because it had a slightly different take. Most hero videos focus very much on the university's story, but this one, in addition to being shot beautifully and having some amazing editing, really sort of focuses in on the people who make that story possible, i.e. the students. I know it sounds a little bit cliche, but there's a lovely line at the end of it, and I think it goes along the lines of something like, we're just here for you. We're essentially a platform that you can use to get where you want to go. And hearing that sort of language in a hero video is very refreshing. So Jane, I'm really glad you're here today, because I'm curious how that thinking sort of moves through the rest of your marketing, how you reached the point where you made this video, and just tell us a little bit about what you intend to do with it. So a bit about the thinking behind it and what you intend to do with the piece.
Yeah, well, as probably know, the hardest thing in higher education is probably differentiation. So we didn't want to do a typical university video, and we did really want to launch a bit of a new strategy, which is career-focused courses. So for us, the obvious thing to do was to focus on the graduates, rather than just saying, we do this course, so we wanted something a little bit edgy, with a bit of pace, but also then really stopped and made you think.
Mm. Nath, what do you think? You've seen quite a few hero videos in your time. How does this one stack up?
Full disclosure, very biased. Sunderland has a very special place in my heart. We've done a lot of work with Sunderland, but I think it just kind of confirms everything that I have always thought about when I've been working with Sunderland. Like, it's a university that so obviously cares about its student community. Sunderland is this kind of wonderful place, and the video captures the city by the sea whole vibe thing that's going on. But I think more than anything, it is that whole thing of, in that video, I see a university that cares about its student community, and there's just something really heartwarming, I think, about that.
That's nice to hear that comes over, actually, because that was, we say we've got an inclusive and welcoming culture, and that was one of the things that we did want to put across there. I think coupled with the fact that people are surprised by Sunderland, this city council are doing a big campaign, a tourism campaign at the moment, talking about Sunderland being surprising. From the Blue Flag bleachers to the fact that we've got actually amazing digital awards going on. We won Digital City of the Year last year. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a real surprise, not just for the university, but for Sunderland as a whole as well.
Yeah, I think for me, it reaffirmed my understanding of the university. Having spent time there and in the city, it just feels real. It doesn't feel like marketing BS at all. It feels legit. There's a couple of bits that really stood out to me. I love the pace. You mentioned that, Jane. I love the fast pace. I love that kind of typographic approach to adding the words to the spoken words. And then I love the reference to the beaches as well. I mean, we used to stay down by Roker Beach, and yeah, it was great. Our families came up with us when we were working with the university. So just a really nice place to be, and it really tells that story well.
I think we went for the authenticity, and you know, one of the voiceovers, we used actually Lauren Laverne as a voiceover, and we searched for various voiceovers and none of them felt right. It needed to be someone authentically Sunderland, and she is, and we've used her on radio ads before, which is, you know, like you said, that authenticity was something we were after, not somebody putting on a Macam accent.
Yeah, I mean, the voice really stood out. I couldn't pitch it, where it was from or who it was. That's amazing. Well, pushing the boat out, really. That's great.
Yeah. She's one of our honorary graduates, so she does quite a bit of work with us, luckily.
Amazing. Great. Nath, should we move on to our next bit, next story? Oh, Nath, mate, you're gone quiet. I can't hear you.
Wow. There you go. There's our first screw-up of our run, you know? Ta-da! Yes. No, absolutely, Kyle. Let's move on to our second story and move swiftly on from my technical hiccups.
Without drawing any attention to it at all. So we're moving overseas now to the States. Came across an article about university marketing spend over there. A few other little bits in there. I can't remember the name of the publication. I think it's Hedinger Report or something like that. Yeah. So it talks about university marketing spend, but the thing that really stood out for me was the sheer amount, right? So University of Maryland, just as an example here, they intend to spend $500 million on marketing over the next 5 years, and that's starting from 2019, that is. And half of that's going on digital ads. Wow. You know, that's like one uni. I'm pretty sure, like, that's the entire marketing spend of Midlands universities, like, over a 10-year period or something. I just find it crazy, and especially the half of it being spent on digital ads. And one of the reasons this is happening now is because over in the States, that they're having problems getting students in. I think recruitment's taken a dive. There's less people wanting to go to these universities. It's kind of a similar picture here, though, like with the elitist institutions at the Russell Group. You know, recruitment's quite bubbly, whereas on the other end, it's still a little bit fighty. But in the States, there's a massive divide between like the Ivy League and you know, community colleges. But just that sort of marketing spend is just crazy, and especially on digital ads, especially the time of the cookie and all that sort of thing. And I don't know, I just feel that you know that's a lot of money to be spending on a format of advertising, a format of marketing that just is probably not on the way out, but just having problems with privacy and all that. It doesn't make sense to me.
I don't think we're going to be spending, what did you say, $500 million?
$500 million.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I don't think we'll see that over here in the UK. Putting it out there. But you know what? At Smile, we obviously tender on a lot of work, and we keep our eye on tender portals and stuff. And I will say the budgets have been going up and up and up and up and up over the years. I always post them on our internal Slack and be like, oh my gosh, look how big this one's gone. And they just seem to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and not 500 million bigger, but they're getting there. And I think as well, we spoke last time about the baby boom and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think the once somebody described university marketing as when the caps had all been lifted and stuff, as like tanks on lawns.
Right.
And I think that we'll start to see more competitiveness again in the university landscape. And I think with that will come larger budgets and all that sort of stuff. So I don't think it's going to be restricted to US personally.
You'd like to think that if they're doing 50% of it on digital, then it's going to be measured. You know, I'd like to think so. If they're going to have to give some kind of return on investment, but that's going to be one hell of a return on investment.
I know. The thing for me, I just feel like there's so much potential for other initiatives. I mean, you can imagine what you can do with that sort of budget for content marketing. You could recreate something absolutely incredible. So yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, that was their forecast from 2019. I'm sure it's changed since then, but the amount in that's the amount. That was the plan. So yeah, real crazy over there right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've spoken before, haven't we, Carl, about 500 million. Imagine what you could buy. You could buy companies with that money.
You could buy publications, make them your own.
What brought it into context for me was the price per head that they spend to enroll students. So it's something like $430 to $630 per year per student to enroll a new student. So, yeah, imagine that times however many students you've got.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I think I'd be taking a big chunk of that and spending it on staff rather than necessarily on advertising. To actually have the people to help you do it.
Yeah, very true. Very true. All right. Kyle, our third and final story is?
Print publications at universities. Who knew? Slightly different take, not prospectuses. I know, Nathan, you've got a lot of experience of university prospectuses and rethinking them, haven't you? So a couple of universities in the States, I covered it in them last week. There seems to be a bit of resurgence is the wrong word, but I've noticed the print publications that are surviving tend to be very strong. And I'm not talking about like brochures or prospectuses here that promote courses and talking around, like, again, lifestyle probably isn't the right word for it, but these are publications that really explore campus culture. So the one I've shared in the newsletter was from Wesleyan University. And essentially this is like a real lean back experience that gives you a window into that campus culture and the academics, the students, the faculty and the happenings on campus. This is an alumni magazine specifically, so its focus is fundraising and building a relationship with its donors. But I've started to see things like this targeted at different points in student journey, so applicants, for example. And I think a few universities are really tapping into this idea that now a lot of brands are axing or shuttering like print publications, because in COVID we didn't want to do that because, you associate touching things is not a good thing or whatever that is. They're shutting them down and in favor of digital alternatives. But that actually leaves, more space for people to win that sort of format, because there's less competition. So it's less high quality print publications. So the ones that, are there really do stand out. And I don't know, I think if you shutter these publications, you just immediately cast it off and move into digital, you're really missing out, because for me, digital is all about getting something done. You're leaning forward, you want to complete a task, whereas print, that's about leaning back and taking it in, letting things wash over you and exploring something, which is really about what defines the university's campus culture and getting a sense of what it is. So I think there's a real avenue for print. So if people are thinking to shut these things down, my thinking is you should probably reconsider and lean properly into it, but maybe in a more niche publication targeted at a certain point in the journey. Nath, you've probably got some thoughts on this because you've been doing a lot of work around rethinking the perspectives.
Well, I mean, it's not going to come as a surprise for, person that runs digital agency says that digital is better than print. I know, actually, that's not really my take. I think it's about quality. Mm. So it's more so about save money by not using print for mass market stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like you say, focus on niches and then make it beautiful. Like when Matt and I went to universities together, and I remember us sitting in the print workshop, obsessing over papers and finishes, the stuff that we were just like, oh man, this is so cool. And it is, but I think a lot of university print has to make a lot of compromises nowadays because it has to try and tackle mass market. And I think there's a place for print. I'm not going to lie. There was a part of me that died inside when threw up a PDF in a screen share. I'm not okay with that. But I think there's a place for print still. And And I think it's where it should be like a real premium, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I think you touched on something there around quality, Nath. And Kyle, in your article, you compared them to Wired, I think. And I was looking through, and it reminded me of a magazine called Esquire that I used to use as inspiration for a lot of the print work that we used to do years and years ago. But yeah, it feels like we always talk about websites and how they're competing for students' time against things like Spotify and Netflix. Mm-hmm. And it feels a similar boat here in the same way that they're kind of competing against those high-end magazines where you do sit back and you immerse yourself in them, and the editorial style, particularly the second example, I think it was Rise magazine, some really beautiful layouts in there, really nicely done.
I would say I'm still a bit of an advocate of print. I've been working at universities for nearly 20 years, and I remember having the whole conversation 20 years ago about, is the prospectus dead, you know, and that's still doing the rounds. But you know, the one thing is certainly for us, we have started doing a bit more print and a bit more stuff through the doors because actually nobody is doing it. Yeah. So in terms of that differentiation, you know, if all your competitors are not putting anything through anyone's doors, it's a chance to just do a little something, like you say. It doesn't have to be huge, just something that's high quality and a little bit special.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone just wants to feel special, right? So if you can do that, regardless of medium, yeah, it's win-win. It's win-win. Well, that's probably about all we've got time for today. Jane, before we do wrap up, if people wanted to reach out and speak to you about your hero video, what's the best way that people can contact you?
Probably LinkedIn. So it's Jane Oswald and University of Sunderland. So yeah, happy to chat with anyone, no problems at all.
Fantastic. Thank you so much again for joining us today.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate the opportunity.
And if you have enjoyed today's episode, please do consider subscribing on YouTube or following us on LinkedIn, and then you'll get all of our updates about future episodes too. Every episode is now available as a podcast as well. You can subscribe on your choice of podcast app, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. All of the details, as I've mentioned, are available over at wearesmile.com/mostclicked. Thanks for watching, and see you next time.